Then suddenly somebody started singing, "Orgy, Porgy," and in a moment they had all caught up the refrain and, singing, had begun to dance. Orgy, Porgy, round and round and round, beating one another in 6/8 time. Orgy, Porgy. It was after midnight when the last of the helicopters took its flight. Stupefied by Soma, and exhausted by a long-drawn frenzy of sensuality, the savage lay sleeping in the heather. The sun was already high when he awoke. He lay for a moment, blinking in owlish incomprehension at the light, then suddenly remembered everything. "Oh, my God! My God!" He covered his eyes with his hand. That evening, the swarm of helicopters that came buzzing across the Hogsback was a dark cloud 10 kilometers long. The description of last night's orgy of atonement had been in all the papers. "Savage!" called the first arrivals as they alighted from their machine. "Mr. Savage!" There was no answer. The door of the lighthouse was ajar. They pushed it open and walked into a shuttered twilight. Through an archway on the further side of the room, they could see the bottom of the staircase that led up to the higher floors. Just under the crown of the arch dangled a pair of feet. "Mr. Savage!" Slowly, very slowly, like two unhurried compass needles, the feet turned towards the right, north, northeast, east, southeast, south, southwest, then paused, and after a few seconds turned as unhurriedly back towards the left, south, southwest, south, southeast, east.
Production copyright 2003. All rights reserved. Listeners may enjoy other outstanding classics from the audio partners, including The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald, read by Alexander Scorby, and The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain, read by Patrick Fraley. For more information, see the publisher's website at www.audiopartners.com. For a free audio editions catalog offering thousands of audiobooks on cassette and compact disc from all major publishers, call toll-free 1-800-231-4261. Visit our website at www.audioeditions.com.